This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
Congress continues to debate whether to provide a second stimulus to Americans, millions of whom have lost their jobs because of the pandemic. Renters who can't afford to pay their rent are getting some help, with orders preventing any evictions at least through December. But that's causing headaches for landlords, many of whom are worried they could lose their properties because they can't afford the mortgage payments. WBEZ's Michael Puente reports.
Frank Cilio thinks he needs to replace some shingles on the one-story beige home he owns in Hegewisch, a blue-collar neighborhood on Chicago's far south side. The shingles are right by the gutter, but he doesn't dare get a closer look because he's scared of the tenant renting the place. Celio says the tenant hasn't paid rent in 6 months, and they've been fighting.
He doesn't let me in the property. He doesn't answer my calls, and when I come around, they won't answer the door when I knock on the door.
Celio says he doesn't know why the tenant hasn't paid, whether it's COVID-related or not, but every time he has tried to address it, things have gotten heated.
You know, he's threatened us with violence, but the police say, you know, you got to evict them, you got to get him out of there, but the government won't let us get him out of there.
Back in April, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker issued an executive order prohibiting evictions due to the pandemic for 30 days, but the order has been extended several times. Earlier this month, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention issued its own order prohibiting evictions through the end of the year with the goal of preventing the spread of COVID-19 by reducing the instability caused by evictions. The efforts are lauded by housing advocates, but those on the other side, the landlords, say it's creating an uneven playing field.
In the past, I could just easily, you know, make a motion to evict and that'll be the end of it, but I can't even do that now. And it's my property. I can't do nothing with it.
It's extremely difficult to get somebody out right now, even if they are the worst tenants, even if they are having the police called over and over and over again. It's very difficult.
Carol Oshana is an attorney who represents landlords in legal disputes.
Well, my landlords are very desperate. They have people that are working but don't want to pay. Some of them say, the governor says, I don't have to pay. They just stop paying.
Oshana says many landlords are just trying to supplement their income for retirement with these properties.
Most of the time, they either own just one building or they live in the building themselves. So it's a two flat. They live in one unit and the other person lives in the other unit. They're just mom and pop shops. A lot of them, you will see, they're going to lose a lot of these properties. We're going to have a lot of foreclosures because the tenants aren't paying the rent.
That's something Katrina Balala is worried about. She's not sure she'll be able to hold on to her property.
My tenants have not replied to me in 3 months. They have no incentive to work with me. They haven't paid me since March, and they have no reason to, right? There's no consequence for not doing so.
Balala left her Logan Square condo a few years ago to work in Colorado, but she lost her HR job due to the pandemic. With no income and no rent from the tenants, Balala moved to Brooklyn to live with her family. All the 31-year-old has left is her savings to pay her mortgage on the condo.
I honestly don't know how much longer I'll be able to do that, and I'm really hoping that I don't have to find out what happens when I can't no longer have anything in my savings.
Balala says her condo is her main asset. It's the thing that was supposed to ensure her financial stability. She plans to sell the condo once her tenant is out. If she sells a property with squatters still inside, she says she is likely to take a huge financial hit. But if she doesn't start getting some rental payments soon, she's worried she'll lose the whole thing. Michael Puente, WBEZ News.